8. Ambassador. Which is how I would become an ambassador to the Martians. Everybody knows they didn't evolve on Mars, but what else are you going to call them? Red, whose real name is 21 Leader Leader Lifter Leader, suggested that I would be a natural choice as a go-between. I was the first human to meet them, and the fact that they risked exposure by saving my life would help humans accept their good intentions. On Earth, there was a crash program to orbit a space station, Little Mars, that duplicated the living conditions they were used to. Before my 5-year residence on Mars was over, I would be sent back there with Red and Green, along with 4 friends, who would be coordinating research, and Dargo Salingen, I guess because she was the only bureaucrat available on Mars. Nobody wanted to bring the Martians all the way down to Earth quite yet. A worldwide epidemic of the lung crap wouldn't improve relations, and nobody could say whether they might harbor something even more unpleasant. So, as well as an ambassador, I became sort of a lab animal, under quarantine and constant medical monitoring, maybe for life. But I'm also the main human sidekick for Red and Green. Leaders come up from Earth to make symbolic gestures of friendship, even though it's obviously more about fear than brotherhood. If and when the others show up, we want to have a good report card from the Martians. We thought that would be decades, or centuries, or even millennia, unless they had figured a way around the speed of light speed limit. Or unless they were closer.